Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
What bunch of idiots let the Phils get hot? Welcome on in. It is the final out. Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on this Wednesday night as we react to a Phils win. Pretty free and easy. Pretty free and easy. A masterclass from Aaron Nola. We'll get into it all. As always, the final out is brought to you by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport. I'm old enough to remember around this time last week after they lost to the Cardinals. The season was over. This group is dead. You got to blow it up at the end of the year, yada, yada, yada. And here we are, a mere six games later, and everything's fine. That's baseball. That is baseball. Yes, I was a part of it. I was very down. But listen, I'm an emotional roller coaster when it comes to this baseball team. I think we all are. And it has been an impressive week since. Obviously, the trip to Iowa has been talked about. The now famous meeting that they all said, hey, we should probably go up there with a plan. And it has resulted in very strong offensive outbursts. The game wrap-up is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions. 215-592-9494 to get in if you are in traffic on your way home. There's no Flo Rida concert tonight, so I expect there to be more traffic on the roadways. So if you're stuck in traffic, would love to get your takeaways from this one tonight. Or if you were like me and, well, I listened to most of the game on the radio tonight, watching or driving the boys around, trying to get them to sleep. But, you know, that early start time. For us young parents out there, throw some things off. But nevertheless, we got the job done. 215-592-9494 to get in. The biggest takeaways of the game are brought to you by Morgan and Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, and the story of the night, and really just one of the biggest turnarounds I think I can remember from where he was, looking like one of the worst pitchers in baseball, having an ERA over six for two straight seasons. A lot of this is who he is now. Stuff just kind of dying at the plate to where he is now, where he's got a 2.51 ERA in his last five starts. If you go even further back, he has like a 3.6 ERA since July 1, I believe. So Aaron Nola has really turned into a serviceable starter again for this team, and Mattingly pushed him. You know, this Phillies bullpen is in a pretty dire spot. They had more of their guys ready to go tonight, but they were down Kirkring, so that kind of affected the seventh inning. You don't totally trust Alvarado in that spot. I guess Alex McFarland's not ready for it just yet, so you let Nola go out there against the bottom of the lineup, and he went out and did his job. And, you know, he didn't walk anyone tonight. He struck out seven. Very clean, efficient, 100 pitches. Or, sorry, struck out eight. 100 pitches in seven innings. ERA's back to 5.1. We're back. Only allowed five hits. And what I thought was really interesting, or I guess, you know, good, was a 63% whiff rate on that curveball tonight. I think it was 12 of 18. Swings and misses on that pitch, like when they swung. So, that pitch has been money for him recently. He has done a much, much, much better job of getting on top of the baseball, keeping it down. When he goes up, he's not missing in the middle of the strike zone, and he just looks like a totally different guy. The stuff looks like it's had a little bit of an uptick, which is huge. I think his command has gotten a lot better as the season has gone on, and I'm just really happy for him. You know, Aaron Nola, not going to lie and say he's like my favorite, but the guy's a career Philly. He's had a lot of good moments. He tied Cole Hamels as the for 114 wins as a Philly. Impressive. We know where he's at strikeout-wise. And I'm just glad that we're not going to head into another year or end a season where it's just he's out there laboring and you feel like he's a dog on his last leg. But, you know, for a career Philly to have this resurgence, to not feel like every time he goes out that you're automatically going to lose, or you got to almost watch with your hands over your eyes. I'm very, very happy for Aaron Nola to be able to right the ship here, help this team out, and give them good quality outings for the last couple of times through the rotation. Obviously, there's been a lot of scars with Aaron Nola the last two seasons, but what he's done recently is the best he has looked in a long while, in a long, long while. And I'm just glad that it's not a super, super, like, toxic conversation around Aaron Nola now, and we can get back to appreciating and understanding the pitcher he has been for this organization. So shout out to Knowles, and hopefully he can keep it up. And being able to go seven innings tonight with where this bullpen is at is just huge. We talked a lot about, you know, the Wheelers and the Sanchez's, and obviously where Painter is at. It's been a lot of five-inning outings, which does tax your bullpen. So anytime you can get a start where a guy can pitch into the seventh and get through the seventh the way Nola did tonight, it is just huge for where this team is at. 215-592-9494. Last thing before we get to the phones is we have to check in on the Have a Plan at the Plate Phils, where they racked up 10 more hits tonight, 8 hits off of Alcantara, and yes, they only scored 3 off of him, but racking up 8 hits against a guy that had a 1.8 ERA since July 1 and scoring 3 runs, a rise at the home run, which was nice. Kind of a little pimp job from Luis Arraez on that one. I liked it because sometimes he does it and it's a weak fly out to right field. He knew he got that one, so it was much appreciated. But just having more ducks in the pond, having more traffic on the base pass, having 8 hits against Sandy Alcantara and scratching across 3 runs, we've had a lot of questions of, okay, well, will they have that approach against a actually good pitcher or a pitcher with a pulse? It doesn't have to be the best pitcher in baseball, but you know, Sandy Alcantara's won a Cy Young. He is now kind of getting back to being prime Alcantara after last year, his first year back from Tommy John, had a good start to this year, cooled off in the middle, and has been really, really good since again, July 1st. And to be able to do that, I think, is a good sign for the have a plan at the plate Phils. And even more impressive, two things. Another insurance run tonight. Now, it was a little shaky with Schwarber and, you know, being sent there by Anthony Contreras and somehow getting his hand in there and everything's fine. They scored an insurance run, and we're all good. But they also only struck out one time tonight. One strikeout. Can you remember the last time a Phillies team, this version of a Phillies team, struck out one time in a game? We'll have to get some of the stat nerds out there on that. But one time in a game, that feels impossible for this version of this Phillies team. So good signs there. And a series sweep, 6 straight wins. They've rattled off since a lot of the city really, truly proclaimed them dead. And good for the Phils and good for Aaron Nola. Matt is in Westchester. What's happening, Matt?
Hey, how are you, Jack?
What's going on?
I'm coming home from the game. I got two big takeaways. One being what you just said, the one strikeout in the entire game, let alone versus a pitcher like Alcantara, is something that I feel like I've never seen out of this Phillies team in this run over the past few years. And I think that's my biggest takeaway of the game. But it's also super nice to see Aaron Nola go through 7 innings. And because I feel like we were getting to the point where we were getting ready to take him out behind the barn and just kind of just throw the towel in on him. But it's super nice to see him get back to his ways.
Yeah, it really is, Matt. And the reality is he probably wasn't going anywhere. He has 4 years left on that contract. And, you know, they held on to Taiwan until this year because they're still paying him. So they were going to give Aaron Nola every opportunity that they could for him to pitch his way through it or, I don't know, just take the ball for as long as he is healthy. I don't think he ever would have worked out of the bullpen. So this all kind of feels like a cherry on top. I know that sounds insane with 4 years left on a contract, but this... I wasn't sure we were ever going to see this stretch from Aaron Nola ever again. I thought every once in a while he'd pop up and give you a good start, but I didn't think he'd have a run like this. I mean, this is not 18 Nola, but this is at least one of those good years after that where he was giving you a solid outing each turn through the rotation. And, you know, he still has bleeping Nola moments during those runs, but taking the ball every fifth day, giving them good quality innings, mostly getting a quality start, that was the Aaron Nola. And the guy he's been his last five starts and even a little bit beyond that has certainly been closer to that guy. So good for Aaron Nola, career Philly that is having a nice little resurgence here to end the 2026 campaign. All right, on the other side, we'll get to the wow moment of the game and some other thoughts on tonight's end. The Phils made a signing official after the game. We'll get to that as well. Here on the final out on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, a little Peter Parker impression there from Brandon Marsh, and that is our wow moment of the game, brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. From waterfalls to fairways, mountain resorts to lighthouse tours, find your wow at visitnj.com. A great catch by Brandon Marsh there. I thought Jonathan Bolin, little shaky. His outing the other night wasn't great either. I kind of chalk that up to it being the rain. Tonight, he got through it, but it wasn't clean and crisp. That play was really big, gave them two outs running on first base with three on lead. You want to get as many outs as possible in that situation. It's kind of seems like he's lost the feel for that curveball a little bit, but he's had a really, really solid year for the Phils, and I think he will regain form here soon. But the Marsh catch in that spot, a big moment, and it's always nice. It's always, I don't know, the Phillies don't rob many home runs. I know the Derek Hill robbery happened, but it's always funny when you see one of those plays because those are the ones you always like kind of dream of as a kid where you can climb up on the wall and then rob it. You know, Griffey's obviously the best example of that, you know, for his catch back in the day. But, you know, it was a solid moment. It is the final out. Jack Fritz hanging out with you. Reacting to a Phils 4-1 win. As always, the final out sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority. Offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport as the Phils bring home their sixth straight win. Six straight wins for the Phils. Beautiful sight. We'll get some other thoughts from tonight and some thoughts on the signing the Phillies made official in just 1 second. But let's talk to Sean in Plymouth Meeting. What's happening, Sean?
Hey, Jack. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. We're back. We're back.
No, I can't emphasize that enough. My thoughts on the Phillies are so much better when Aaron Nola is pitching great. I mean, Aaron Nola to me is like the Roy Halladay and the Cole Hamels to you guys. I grew up on the 9.7 WAR. I love that season so much. So it's really good to see.
Yeah, dude. 2018 Nola was generational, man. I will never forget, and don't ever want to forget the 2018 Nola season.
That's like my little ball knowledge stat. But anyway, I just love seeing his curveball, his strikeout pitch. It looks beautiful in the past two starts. It was beautiful, especially seeing it in Iowa. But also, I want to emphasize that five out of the six games during this sweep, they've had 10-plus hits. And the one game that they didn't, they had 9 hits. So really like the small ball kind of going on.
Yeah, Sean, and I appreciate the phone call and totally agree. I mean, they're beating you in different ways. Again, they didn't score a ton of runs tonight. It was the first time they didn't score six or more runs during this stretch. But at the same time, this is the best starter they faced during this stretch. They still had 8 hits. They did hit a home run off them. You know, I talked about earlier and last night, you know, before tonight, 2 out of the last 4 games, they hit a home run. And it wasn't like they were relying upon the home run. And tonight, it's not like they relied upon the home run. The home run was nice, and it was good to see. But they did have traffic on the base pass. It didn't feel like they were just waiting around for a home run. And I think when they are waiting around for Schwarber to pop one or Harper to pop one, I think that's when the offense goes through their ruts. They didn't do that tonight, and they haven't really done it in this six-game sample size. So, again, we've seen them do this before. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, but this is the kind of stuff that could make this October a little different. Also, we got to start figuring out where we're going to put Knowles in the old playoff rotation. Come on, man. Hey, Wheeler keeps struggling. I don't know. Might have to start Nola over him. Just kidding. But it is still good to see. Couple things I want to get to. Again, it wasn't like the biggest offensive outburst runs-wise. You know, it's good stuff. It was nice to see Marsh get a couple hits. Good to see old Stubby. Come on, man. Stubbsy got two hits tonight. That was good to see. They won a game where Stott and Bohm each didn't get hits. Unfortunately, Stotter's 10-game hitting streak came to an end, and I think it was 20-some game on-base streak. Harper was able to extend his on-base streak to 23 games now. So, so Stott and Bohm, it's not even that bad night. It's like Bohm hit a couple balls hard. So, but they won a game without two of their hottest hitters having nights. And we're still kind of waiting for the Schwarber-Turner run. You know, Turner had the hit tonight, which was a good one, but has certainly cooled off after he kind of righted the ship there a little bit. But speaking of Trey, I do think that his defense has been under-talked about. It really hasn't been mentioned at all, maybe because, you know, it can't lead a show on WIP now. But really, since July, his defense has been fine. He had the yips situation that Bobby Dickerson talked about at the end of July. But, you know, in August, maybe going to Bryson Stott's glove has helped him. But certainly looks closer to where he was last year than, you know, where he was in August, where a routine ground ball hit right at him, you felt like was a coin flip as to if he was going to be able to make the play. So I do think we need to start highlighting at least where Trey's defense is at and, you know, what it could mean going forward. It kind of felt like after the year, they're going to have the conversation of, hey, you got to go play center field or you got to go play left field. I think I'd prefer left field just because I don't want him, as he gets older, running around in center field. I think that could open up to some hamstring issues, but that's a conversation for another day. If he keeps playing like this, just letting you know, they're not going to move him off shortstop. I don't think that I think the Trey moving off shortstop thing is going to be about a, they're going to wait as long as they possibly can to make that decision. I don't think Trey wants to move off shortstop. There's a lot of years left on that deal. I don't think their goal was to move him off it in the first, five years of that deal. I think they thought that was the back end portion of that. I do think that Trey wants to try to make the Hall of Fame, and his numbers as a shortstop certainly would bode better than his numbers as a center fielder or left fielder. So I don't think they are in a rush to move him to one of the outfield positions. I think that is a, when it becomes painfully obvious that they have to. And if he keeps playing shortstop, at least like this, where it's, again, not like it's Jimmy Rollins out there, but serviceable, I just don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to do it. And then last thing here, the Phillies did sign Nestor Cortez officially after the game for a little bit of depth. I think he's going to go through the minor leagues, make some starts. I think he got a little bit of a late start. He had shoulder surgery in October that he's working his way back from. Maybe that contributed to his pretty putrid year last year for both the Brewers and the Padres. But, you know, someone who has won a good amount of games recently at the big league level, and someone who, honestly, if he can just be competent and pitch well enough to where you feel comfortable skipping or pushing back Wheeler or Sanchez or possibly Phantom ILing either of those guys, I know it's tough to say right now because they are in the heart of a playoff run, but they gotta have some planning purposes. He could probably be a long man as well. The bullpen's been taxed. There's been a lot of 5-inning starts rather than 6-7 innings, so you need some guys to help get you through a baseball game. It's a shot in the dark, but one where, listen, he's gotten He's gotten plenty outs at the big league level in recent years. Last year, not his best, but hey, maybe the injury had something to do with it. So we'll see what Nestor Cortez has left in the tank. It does remind me a lot of Walker Buehler last year, but yeah, Nestor Cortez, your newest Phil. All right, on the other side, we'll get to the player of the game and also a look around the league as it was another pretty solid night for the Phils and the playoff picture. We'll get to that coming up next here on the Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Swing and a miss, struck him out. Curveball again. It's strikeout number 8 on the night for Aaron Nola, who gives the Phillies 7 strong innings against the Marlins.
That is right, Aaron Nola, a dominant performance tonight. He does do well against the Marlins. I think it's 2 outings this year of 7 innings have been against the Marlins. So he has a good feel for that team. He also, against the lefties in the lineup, I feel like he goes way more changeup heavy. So, you know, changeup and curveballs, feel like more and more against those guys. It's a better plan of attack. But Aaron Nola is our player of the game, brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Make the smart play, save energy and money with South Jersey Gas at SJGSaveEnergy.com. Might have to lead the show tomorrow with, you need to win one game right now. Are you giving the ball to Nola or Sanchez or Wheeler? It's a conversation. 215-592-9494. The Final Out is sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering Valley Park at the Philadelphia Airport. Last segment here before we hand things off to Jody Mack. All right. Let's try Nick in Princeton. What's happening, Nick?
Hey, Jack. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too, pal.
Great team win tonight. Really loved him. Love everything you and the previous callers were saying about Nola, you know, because that was a great start for anybody, but really good to see it from, you know, a guy we drafted, had a great career here. So that was awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and what's going to be so great, Nick, is one day he's going to share the Wall of Fame with the likes of Mike Lieberthal, and he's going to be sitting out there, and it's just going to be – it's going to feel so right.
Do the greatest, you know?
So, do the greatest.
Yeah, so my question for you, actually, some of the best. But as a guy that's played the game – I wonder what you think that's going to do for Nola's confidence going into the postseason, you know, because I wanted Mattingly to take him out after 6 after he got hit around a little bit. But
well, Nick, we were all hoping they took him out of the 6. And yes, that is a Nick in Princeton is one of my high school buddies, and he has been the biggest Mike Lieberthal sicko for our entire lives, going back to elementary school. I believe it was 4th grade Halloween. He dressed up in full catcher's gear as Mike Lieberthal. So that's an inside joke that we are bringing now to the hundreds of thousands of WIP listeners out there. So apologies for that one. But nevertheless, yeah, I think if you're Nola right now, you got to be feeling good about where you're at, especially from where you were. And I think you're just starting to see him get that confidence back. I bet there was a time when he was getting blasted where, you know, you were nervous to throw a fastball. And, you know, LA talks about it all the time, but it's true. You know, if you don't have conviction in your pitches, you're going to get crushed. It's what happened to Andrew Painter in the first half of the season before he came back. If you don't believe, you got to just like almost trick yourself as a pitcher. Like, these guys can't touch me today. It's why I think horses, you know, the aces of staffs, you know, like the old adage about Schilling was he's a horse on game day and a horse's ass the other days of the week. Well, it's just a different mentality. The great ones have the mentality of you can't touch me. And when that is shaken a little bit, I think that's when guys really struggle and really go through it. So, you know, now that he's getting these results and getting some swing and miss and looking the best he's looked in a couple of years, it's hard not to think that his confidence is certainly rolling right now. Lewis is in Westchester. What's happening, Lou?
Not much. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. So what a great win for the Phils. Very happy with that. And I was wondering, are you feeling like this team could maybe beat the Dodgers and like a postseason matchup? What are your thoughts?
Well, Lewis, I mean, I appreciate the phone call. It is, I would rather get the Dodgers in a 5-game series than a 7-game series. The Dodgers have been a little fraudulent for a little while now. Offensive ranks have been in the middle of the pack since July 1, I think. And who knows what's going on with their owner? They might have to sell. He might have to sell the team. We got to monitor that situation. So I don't know. I still have this feeling as if the Dodgers, once October rolls around, they'll turn right back into the Dodgers. They struggled around this time last year and then got super hot once they got all their starters back and went and won the World Series. So, but I would rather face them in a 5-game set than a 7-game set. And, yeah, I mean, the old adage is that it's baseball. And this year, I think more than ever for me, all I want to do is make the playoffs and see what happens. I don't want to start thinking and dreaming about a World Series run. If it happens, great. But I just been heartbroken. 23, heartbreaking. Last year, heartbreaking. I thought 24, I had a good feel of where that one was going to go. But I do not want to get ahead of myself. I just want to try to enjoy the ride as best as I can. Now, good night for the Phils. Playoff-wise, Braves lose again. 4.5 out now, all of a sudden. I mean, it got up to, what, almost 9? At least 8.5 at one point. So back down to 4.5. So that's solid. Cubs lost to the White Sox today. So the Phillies are now 4 out from the top wild card spot. Feels like we're just heading on a crash course for Cubs Phils. Would prefer home field advantage for sure, rather than having to go to Wrigley. So still taking down the Cubs or chasing down the Cubs would be important. Padres lose to the Mets, the resurgent Mets, as the kids come out playing good baseball. Kodai Senga going to the closer's role looked like a totally different pitcher. So they are 2 up on the Padres now, and the D-backs win, so they are 3 up on them. So a overall good night for the Phillies and their playoff chances and playoff scenarios. Well, that's going to do it for me. No game tomorrow night. So we are back in action on Friday against the Cardinals. Looking forward to that. Vonnie produced the program tonight. Jody Mack is next. He'll take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.